With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Police say a woman in a trench coat with a rifle opened fire today inside celebrity pastor Joel Osteen's Houston megachurch before she was gunned down by two off-duty officers who confronted her. The shooting at the church sent people scrambling out of the building. Authorities say the woman, of course, was dead. A five-year-old child who was with her, critically wounded by the gunfire. A 57-year-old man nearby was also wounded. Osteen says the church is devastated. Nikki Haley vowing to stay in the presidential race after her showings in two primaries last week.
In Nevada's primary, Haley was the only candidate listed on the ballot, and she finished in second place behind none of these candidates. It was largely a symbolic vote with no delegates at stake. It's because Nevada's Republican Party held its own caucus on Thursday, which Donald Trump won. The former president also was victorious in the U.S. Virgin Islands. But Haley said she's not going anywhere, and her campaign says it's focused on South Carolina. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, there is growing optimism about prospects for the U.S. economy, driving a record run on Wall Street with the S&P at an all-time high.
The diversified stock index that includes some of the best-known companies on the planet sits above 5,000 for the first time. It opens the week at 5,026. Analysts say investors' fears of a recession are fading, with growing optimism for a soft landing for the economy, with inflation brought to heel without a recession. There are also hopes that the Fed will begin cutting interest rates before too much longer, lowering the cost of borrowing. Rich Thomason reporting.
And this is SRN News. A federal judge will not block a lawsuit against Yelp.
Texas Republican Attorney General Ken Paxton is suing the Popular Business Review platform because it insists on proclaiming that pro-life pregnancy centers use, quote, inaccurate and misleading language. Yelp asked the courts to dismiss the suit. The court refused. Paxton says, quote, Yelp cannot mislead and deceive the public. The website is widely known as an abortion supporter, which pays for its employees to go out of state for abortions to avoid pro-life laws. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
In Florida, school districts could allow volunteer chaplains in classrooms under a new bill that, well, it's still in the legislature. The measure would give local school officials the option of bringing in chaplains to provide services and for certain student programs. Only requirements of a chaplain participating in a school program would be a background check and having his name and religious affiliation listed on the school's website. This is SRN News. Critical medical news. Here's John Scott.
Cancer patients and doctors have ignited a movement to radically change how new cancer drugs are tested to make them more tolerable. Harsh side effects from powerful cancer drugs have long been accepted as a trade-off for living longer. Now, patients and doctors are questioning whether all that suffering is necessary. The FDA is pushing drug makers to do a better job of finding the lowest effective dose, even if it takes more time. John Scott reporting.
Dexter Scott King, the late son of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., has been memorialized as the protector of his family's legacy and keeper of the dream during a service in Atlanta. He died January 22nd at his home in California. He had battled prostate cancer. Saturday's memorial for Dexter King was held at Ebenezer Baptist Church, where his father was once a pastor. More details at srnnews.com.